This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from our chilly Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship station, Salem Media Group station here in Tampa, Florida. It's currently 47 degrees outside my window here in Florida. Yeah, you heard me right. And we are a nationally syndicated show on the GCN Live radio network, heard across the country and around the world via the Westwood One XDS satellite. Now, many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now, and we want to say thank you for your service to America. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too, thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the security officers, and also those construction workers out there working on that different stuff they do. And thanks for what you do. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And click on the USCCA logo to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can mean for you. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
We'll start out with the pledge, and then I got a little something to pop off with here. You ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget it. Now, Kyle, how is it the Republicans deny people their right to vote? Do you know?
Well, I think there's a couple of different ways, isn't there?
Yeah, well, first of all, they would require citizenship to be able to vote, so that would deny people their right to vote, right?
Right.
And it would require identification, right?
Right.
And you must not be able to vote more than once, correct?
That's exactly, yeah.
And you've got to be alive.
Well, that would be a defining factor in that, yes.
Yeah, so for the progressive left liberals, they want to be called liberals now, not progressives anymore, but let's add one little term. Progressive left liberal socialists out there, that's how Republicans deny people their right to vote. And I thought that was kind of cute, so I thought I'd mention it. Now, I want to start out, and God knows we got so much news tonight, but I want to start out, first of all, with the hearings that we had yesterday for the Attorney General Designate, Mr. Barr. Did you catch any of that?
I sure did, and I think he was on the witness chair for about 9 hours or so, or the designated.
Yeah, well, he's sharp. He's a sharp individual, and I was very impressed with him, and he handled himself very well. And I'm just waiting for Kamala Harris and Cory Booker to tee off on him, because somebody's going to do something stupid, right?
Well, certainly they will, but I think Mr. Barr handled himself very well. He responded very well to these different questions, especially questions that had to do with the so-called loyalty oaths that was asked of him. Did the president ask you about any, loyalty oaths, that kind of thing? And, of course, the coverage, Captain, goes right again to the Mueller investigation. Not so much about what will the Department of Justice be like under another Barr leadership as he was the Attorney General under George H.W. Bush, but it was all about the Mueller investigation, it seems.
Yeah, and they're not going to get off that train. Now, the other thing is, is we heard about this new caravan that apparently left a little bit early coming out of Honduras, and they've run into some trouble in Guatemala. Guatemala is going, hey, wait a minute, not so fast. We don't want you here. And they've stopped them at the customs, and border people have stopped them at the border. Some of them, of course, have come in because it started out with about 500, and by the time they got over to the border with Guatemala, they were up to 2,000. Now apparently there's another group starting out behind them, and it looks like you're going to get 10, 15, maybe 20,000 people streaming across headed towards Mexico. So maybe, just maybe, the word has gone out to these other countries and saying, look, you got to slow this stuff down. You just can't let them come sailing through. What say you?
Well, exactly right. And there's even been some, I guess you call it internet backlash from people posting their thoughts from Mexico, it would seem.
Oh, yeah, they're telling them not to show up there.
But exactly. And so, again, the caravan system itself just seems like it's there to, you know, create a chaotic factor, of course. People may want to go find, you know, some people want to come to the United States. You know, I get it. You get it. We understand why people want to come here. But the caravan issue itself is not a good one because, obviously, it's a long, arduous trek. If they're looking for asylum, they need to go primarily to the first safe country and ask for asylum there, but it's going to become very taxing, I think, upon the different countries that they're passing through, and this is why we're starting to see this kind of reaction.
Yeah, and of course, when they get into Mexico, if they get in there with 15 or 20,000 of them, they're going to scatter, and they're going to just stretch right along the border, you know, from Texas all the way to California, and try to come in. By the way, I will say that I was on a conference call yesterday with President Trump and Kirstjen Nielsen, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, and they had a sheriff from Yuma, Arizona that came on the line and talked about 500 illegals that managed to get over the fence and down on the other side in Yuma. They do have about a 20-foot high fence there, and whatever they used to do, they got that. But they got them all. They got all of them before they were able to scatter and disappear. They spotted them, they watched them, and then they brought in the reserves or whoever, you know, the Border Patrol, and I guess some National Guard troops, too, and they got them all stopped, so they did not get into the country. Now, hold that thought, folks, and be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And, yes, I was on a call with the President of the United States yesterday afternoon. I've got some audio of it here. We'll play a little bit of it here as we move along. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How
How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, folks, I've had a special request from the Heart for Lebanon people, and I'm going to read this to you because they gave me a script. And the Captain's America Third Watch Army is quite a group of people. And after stamping out ISIS in Syria, President Trump is bringing our troops home. And as they return, we can continue to make a difference in the region by reaching out to the countless children and families that were forced to flee ISIS by taking shelter in Lebanon. Now, Heart for Lebanon provides food packets, schooling, and most importantly, the gospel to these kids, winning them for good before others can take them for evil. And your one-time gift of $98 will fill a Heart for Lebanon classroom, keeping kids from terrorist recruiters and putting them on the right path as they prepare to return home. And they want to go back to Lebanon. They don't want to stay in Jordan or wherever they're going to. They also want to go back to Syria. These people were driven out of those areas by ISIS. And your one-time gift of $98 will put them on the right path. All you got to do is call Heart for Lebanon at 877-873-0190. Operators are standing by right now. That's 877-873-0190. And when you give today, you help provide education, food packets, and most of all, a chance for children victimized by ISIS to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Call Heart for Lebanon at 877-873-0190 and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Gosh, you know, it's hard to tell where even to start. Let's do this. Yesterday, a federal judge, U.S. District Judge Royce C. Lamberth, ruled that the former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, former Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes must answer written questions about the State Department's response to the deadly 2012 terror attack in Benghazi, Libya, as part of the ongoing legal battle over whether or not Hillary Clinton sought to deliberately evade public record laws by using a private email server while Secretary of State. By the way, Hillary has also been ordered to comply with this. And this is in the response to a Judicial Watch lawsuit that's ongoing. Now, Rice, of course, was the ambassador to the United Nations and ahead of appearances on political talk shows on Sunday following the attacks. He told everybody, well, it was this video, blah, 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 blah. And the deposition is part of Judicial Watch's inquiry into whether or not the State Department acted in bad faith by not telling a court for months that they'd asked in mid-2014 for the missing emails to be returned.
That's right, Captain. This is a very, very big deal, and certainly there are going to be those who are going to say, wait a minute, you're talking about emails again, or they're on about the emails from the Judicial Watch. But this, Captain, this is such an important problem, an important issue. People need to know what the mechanics were of coming up with this storyline about the video that somehow was thought to or said to have sparked the attacks in Benghazi. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth.
Right.
Obviously, as you mentioned, this now ties up with their ability to get more information, depositions on the email server. And why, Captain? Of course, well, I think we know why. The media, many in the media, the liberal media, they never wanted this to ever hit a critical mass. But I got to tell you, if it had been a Republican Secretary of State, who had a private email server to, and in other words, used private email to the extent that Hillary Clinton did, because what you said was very, very important. The idea was, do you have a private email server in a bathroom closet somewhere that's designed to get around the idea that all this should be preserved and this kind of thing? This is a central question, and we have to know, the American people deserve to know whether or not their government, even though it was the government under Obama years ago now, whether or not that government was doing things that was not in the best interest of the American people. So we need to know the truth on this.
And while it's not illegal, the judge said, and I quote, Secretary of State Clinton's use of the private email server was amongst the gravest offenses to transparency ever seen in the United States.
And those are some very, very
tough words.
Yeah, exactly. Tough, powerful words. Because, again, the whole notion is that those who are elected to serve or then appointed and put in these very important positions, the American people are expecting them to conduct their business, that is the American people's business, on the up and up and with transparency. And when you had this happen, and everybody knew, when Susan Rice went on those different five Sunday shows and said the same line over and over and over again, and then it was compounded with Hillary Clinton and her testimony to Congress saying things like,
What
difference does it make? Was it just a bunch of people saying, let's go kill some Americans, or this kind of thing? And the fact that people died, and of course our own military people were spun up ready to go, but somehow they were told, no, we're not going
to
go.
And they tried to lie. They tried to lie that in the submission, and it didn't work, because even though there was an admiral and a general that actually lost their commands because of the fact that they were going to move these troops on their own to get to Libya to save our people.
Exactly right, because that's what they do. That's what they've sworn to do. They're going to go. They're going to go help their comrades in arms. I mean, the whole thing is so terrible that you just can't even describe it.
And there's one other thing, because they never can confirm or deny that there's an aircraft carrier anywhere. Okay, but the USS Abraham Lincoln was sitting out there, not very far away, in the Mediterranean, and they had their jets on the flight deck ready to go, and they never got the order.
Well, exactly, and it's just unconscionable. So it is good that they are doing these depositions. They're going for this information. I think what we're going to find out, Captain, from this is going to be nothing less than explosive.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I'd like to see somebody wind up in jail over this. They could pick any one of the three that we just mentioned. And I am talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Well, Kyle, Brexit was a big deal yesterday. Parliament voted down a British Prime Minister Theresa May's proposal, 432-202, a significant vote. This was the biggest margin of defeat in modern history for a British government. And after her stunning defeat, it looks like May's government will now face a vote of no confidence in the Parliament. Now, there's a possibility she may stick around and live to fight another day because the Conservatives have come out and said, hey, we're not going to let the government go to pieces over this. We're going to stand behind Prime Minister May.
Exactly, yes. So this was a big deal because you had both the Liberals and the Conservatives both saying, you know, without any reservation or any and with total clarity, essentially, that they did not want this deal. But I think you're right. I don't think that they are going to the vote of no confidence is going to bear any fruit. But I do think that we're in for some pretty good roller coaster rides here as far as how Britain is going to drop out of the EU, essentially. Now, what Theresa May, Prime Minister May, has been saying, this is the best deal that they can get, but they're just not buying it, of course, in the House of Commons, in Parliament. So either they're going to try to get some kind of extension, perhaps, or they may try to come back in a few days and try to have some other deal, but it's already been said that any new deal is going to be substantially the same as the deal that
we
already have.
Well, here's the story. The UK is scheduled to leave the European Union on March the 29th. May could go back as soon as this week to the EU and attempt to win some new concessions. That might be tough, as the EU has said it's this deal or no deal. And no deal would be very, very bad. And, of course, if she were able to withstand a vote of no confidence, that would help her to remain in office. But if she loses, then she has to call for general elections as soon as possible, and that won't be pretty.
No, it won't. They're trying to avoid that. But generally speaking, the deal pretty much entails that the trade rules and so forth are going to remain pretty much the same throughout 2020, as I understand. So that's not acceptable, evidently, in this deal. But if they make no deal and they have no extension, then the UK will drop out of the EU, but there won't be any there won't be any rules or any kinds of things to govern how they do trade. And so this is going to affect jobs in the UK. It can affect
from
the UK.
There will be an effect that will basically bubble over here to the United States indirectly because they are an ally and they're like our right-hand compadre, little cousin, if you want to call them that. But we'll have to watch what happens because the stock market reacted right away and then the market bounced back. But right now I was just taking a look over here at the early futures trading. It's up slightly but not very much. And here comes the music, so you got to hang on. I'll be back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And by the way, is Lindsey Graham being blackmailed by President Donald Trump over some extreme secret which has caused Lindsey Graham to be on the Trump train for the last several months? We'll tell you when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators today heard from William Barr, President Trump's pick to be the next Attorney General of the United States. Things seem to go relatively smooth, and Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina tells Fox News that Barr will not stand in the way of the Mueller probe.
He made it very clear that even he would take a look at any for cause arguments and think it through. So there's no doubt in my mind that he wants to protect the integrity of this investigation. He wants it completed. He wants to report as much of it to the American people as possible within the law. But there's no question in my mind he's not going to stand in the way of this investigation. He wants it promptly completed and the American people fully informed.
Thousands of furloughed IRS workers are going back to work without pay during the partial government shutdown. The IRS is recalling 46,000 workers to help process tax refunds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now. Get a great rate with a personal touch. By the way, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, and RV, and they can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agency. Now, GEICO's been saving money for people for more than 75 years and is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, and they cover me. So, go to GEICO.com. That's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Find out more about where your local GEICO agent might be hanging out. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to mention about this blackmailing thing, Lindsey Graham, that popped out yesterday. And I just want you to listen to 38 seconds of our former congressman, the rhino known as David Jolly, who I think is going to become a Democrat. He should be, because he sounds more like a Democrat than Democrats do. But he was talking with the MSNBC correspondent, Stephanie Rule. Listen to this little discussion, 38 seconds worth.
Before Donald Trump got elected, Lindsey Graham called Donald Trump a racist, xenophobic bigot. That is Lindsey Graham's words. I doubt Lindsey Graham could tell you Donald Trump's had a change of heart in the last 24 months. I bet what the change of heart has been with Lindsey Graham, not the president.
Or it could be that Donald Trump or somebody knows something pretty extreme about Lindsey Graham. We're going to leave it there. Imagine if President Trump called a national emergency. Imagine if he said we need $5.7 billion to be injected into our public school system. That is a national emergency. And to Kevin McCarthy, I just hope for you that he remembers your name isn't Steve.
Wow.
Wow is right. Wow is right. Now, first of all, of course, you know, they have absolutely no evidence of this whatsoever.
And so, Jolly, to open his mouth and said what he did in the way he did. Now, he was correct about the comments that were made, and Lindsey Graham did make those comments. But guess what? People are entitled to change their mind. Now, do I personally think that he's holding something over Lindsey Graham and that's why he did it? No. I think the person that was holding something over Lindsey Graham was the friendship that he had and the respect for John McCain, two military men. And I know the way it works when you got respect for each other and your military brothers. They were both officers. One was a prisoner of war, very highly decorated, et cetera, talking about McCain. And the other was a JAG lawyer. And I get it. I understand it. Okay, but McCain's gone. And after McCain died, that was when Graham changed.
Well, right, and we've talked about as well, yeah, suddenly this transformation of Lindsey Graham, you know, in supporting the president on different things, and he's been able to come out and be very, very vehement about that. But, you know, to go out and say, I think it's really impugning someone to go out and say, first of all, number one, that someone's holding something over somebody else, and that the somebody else somehow, probably, maybe has this deep, dark secret that nobody knows about. I mean, just the very way that this person went about saying this is so terrible, I think. But, you know, Captain, I guess on a lighter note, you know, nobody's asking the question about Schumer and Pelosi in what I now call their hostage video after the president spoke the other night, that somehow, I mean, they're standing there staring into the camera, you know, saying these things, and you know, could we, in a joking way, we could say, hey, maybe somebody's got something on them, because who stands in the camera and says the things that they said? It just doesn't make sense.
Now, I spent about 15 minutes yesterday on a conference call with the President of the United States and the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Kirstjen Nielsen. And I'm going to give you about 2 minutes of this and the start of this phone call. Kirstjen Nielsen leads it off.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining the call. We greatly appreciate it. I'm going to turn it right over to the President of the United States, but I just wanted to start by assuring you all that he has been working around the clock to offer solutions. Time and time again, he has described the crisis. He has offered solutions to Congress, and they continue to refuse to engage with him. So I'm very thankful for his leadership on behalf of the Department of Homeland Security. He has listened to what the frontline defenders have said that they need. That is where the proposal and his solutions come from. It comes from the career folks who do this for a living to protect all of our communities. So without further ado, it's my great honor to turn it over to the President of the United States, Donald Trump.
Well, thank you very much, everybody, and it's an honor to be with you. And I think they are starting to engage because there's a lot of pressure put on them right now. People want the wall, they want security. So I just have to say, great to be with you today. So many distinguished state and local leaders, grassroots activists, leaders in the faith community, and members of law enforcement. The first duty of government is to protect the nation and its borders. Without secure borders, the nation is left vulnerable, unprotected, defenseless, and totally exposed.
How about that for openers?
very, very, very.
And I was sitting right there listening to all this.
That's amazing.
Well, I was invited. I was personally invited to take part in this call. And when I got the invitation, I went, hell yeah.
Absolutely. Well, if you notice, Captain, what was said was that the president has been working around the clock for solutions.
That's right.
That same can't be said for the Democrat leadership.
Not at all.
And I think they had a bipartisan, or were scheduled to have a bipartisan lunch yesterday at the White House, and Republicans showed up, but Democrats...
Nancy Pelosi said unequivocally no.
Yes, exactly right.
Yep.
Yeah, and so, but that's not the way that we're ever going to get to any solutions. I mean, you know, you hear the phrases, you know, moving the ball down the field or things like mm-hmm. that. But Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats absolutely have to realize that the American people expect their government to actually come up with a solution, whether that's a compromise on funding, whether it's a compromise or this or that, but it actually gets, it gets things actually happening. That's what the American people expect. They don't expect the Democrats to go off to Puerto Rico or off to Hawaii or just pretend like this, none of this is actually happening, and then, you know, go out and talk about the people that are missing their paycheck. Well, goodness gracious, you, if they're missing their paycheck, you better go over and talk to the president and get something going on this. Otherwise, you know, don't, you know, just keep it to yourself about the people and their paycheck.
Did you see who showed up at Nancy Pelosi's office front door yesterday wanting to talk to her?
I think it was the Angel Moms or the Angel Parents.
The Angel Moms. Yeah. Those were the moms of the people that had been killed along the border from the young folks, or killed by illegals, not just on the border but around the country, plus police officers that had been engaged and killed by illegals. Yep, that's who it was. And were they allowed entrance?
I don't think so.
No, they were blocked by the security police that said no, that they weren't going to be able to go in there and blah, 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 blah. And they even offered to send like one person in. Nope, don't have time, can't do it, too busy, or whatever the excuse was. Now, that is disrespect to the umpteenth degree.
It certainly is. And, of course, Captain, I think the primary reason why they were blocked is because, of course, they don't fit the narrative. Remember the narrative from Pelosi.
Yeah, they don't fit the narrative. Let me stop you for a second. They don't fit the narrative. People that have lost their loved ones because of illegal aliens don't fit the narrative. Give me a break.
Well, exactly. And the people listening to this program right now across the highways and byways of the land, they all understand that, of course, this is the primary narrative that needs to be told. We all agree, we want, immigration for, legal immigration for people who truly want to come and experience the American dream. Nobody has a problem with that. But when you have people who are dying from an absolutely preventable cause, and that is to say people who are coming to this country illegally to do crime, that's an unconscionable thing. That should be the primary narrative, and of course the Democrats don't want that at all. They want to rage on about immoral walls, which is ridiculous.
Now, I want to mention something here before we run out of time, because we've got just barely a minute. El Chapo paid the former Mexican president, before the one they got there right now, $100 million in bribes to leave him alone.
Isn't that something?
That came out in the course of the trial or something.
Exactly. But I think that wasn't even how much that was asked for to begin with, evidently. But $100 million is nothing to shake a stick at. But that's right, leave them alone. And then also there's talk of how some of the government operatives may have also helped to smuggle some of the drugs as well. So that's a big deal.
Yeah, and of course there was a lot of money that went through the police and the military and whatnot to look the other way. And of course, with Nancy Pelosi refusing to meet with Republicans, with the House passing the resolution rebuking Steve King, and now they're talking about possibly censuring him, but I'm not sure that's going to go anywhere.
No, I don't know that it will be successful, but certainly this is a major, major malfunction for King, and it's terrible what he said. Absolutely.
All right, well, it's time to run, and I will talk to you soon. I don't know if it'll be tonight. I got to find out from Wayne, but we'll be talking to you real soon. I'll get a hold of you later in the day.
Thank you, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and it's always a pleasure. KyleWarrenShow.com. We are coming right back, by the way, with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. The pipeline is the last
like the nature. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go. And doing what the best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever. Cause men become addicted to the grind. It's expected free to be a truck driving man and a steady hand to pull that low behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
That's Aaron Tippin.
Big wheels rolling. You gotta keep them going.
That's the trucking show that started it all. Will and Sonny, moving on. That was before BJ and the Bear. And I tell you, that was the good old days of television because you didn't have to worry about what you were going to be looking at. BJ got a little bit gaudy there with some of the girls he had around him. But those guys there, they were always broke and always trying to find another load to make money to get out of the debt they were in. All right, here we go. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive Group. Well, we've got some big-time Pacific storms and cold and wintry weather, which is going to be coming across the upper Midwest. And, yeah, it's headed east again. I'll get to that in a second, but let me start out west. We've got some storms, back-to-back storms. California, look out. Here it comes because surrounding states of California, Washington, Oregon, Nevada, Arizona, Utah, Idaho, and into the western part of Colorado, you are going to have a lot of moisture. Now, heavy rain in the lower elevations will cause flash flooding, and mud and debris slides will be going over the burn scar areas where they had the big fires there in California. So that's going to be bad, but it's going to get worse because up in the mountains, the higher elevations, heavy snow will impact the western mountains with blizzard conditions. You heard me right. Blizzard conditions in the California mountains. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're running I-80 and you're coming across, the second you drop into Utah, it's going to turn into a winter wonderland at that higher elevation. And then when you get over into Nevada in the higher elevations to the east, you'll run into more snow. But by the time you get to Reno and you start climbing up over the top, the Sierra Nevadas, all the way from Reno south all the way down to doggone close to Bakersfield, California, over to the mountains to the east of Bakersfield, California, there will be snow, lots of it, blizzard warnings in all those peaks and passes down through there. And rain to the west of where the snow is going to be, but the snow will go up over the top of Donner down into probably around Auburn in California. And then you'll also have some rain in Southern California down along the Mexican border, too. There will be snow in Arizona around Flagstaff and north all the way up into Utah, Salt Lake City, the mountains around the Salt Lake City to the east, going into the western part of Colorado, going up over Eisenhower tonight. There's a possibility you might have to hang iron. It's snowing up there, and I got a red flag which just popped up there, which usually means the chain law is in effect. I'll check that in a minute, but that's what it looks like to me, so be prepared. And then Idaho, the southern part of Idaho, coming out of Wyoming, going up US 30, you're going to have snow going up over the top, getting into Montpelier. And fog tonight, where the weather hasn't quite turned cold enough, it's kind of a in-between thing in the southern central part of Washington State and the north central part of Oregon, with some high winds gusting through there down around Medford. You've got fog in the western part of South Dakota over by Rapid City. Winter driving conditions, northern North Dakota and northern Minnesota, north of the Twin Cities. You got lots of ice and snow on the highways up there. Be careful. And northern Michigan, here we go. Almost all of Michigan's inundated with lake effect snow right now. Almost all of Michigan. From the north to the south, it goes down into Toledo, Ohio. It also goes down into Columbus, across to Cleveland, over into Erie, Pennsylvania. And as the wind changes directions, it will go towards New York State. Now, there is some snow in the lee shore of Lake Ontario from Watertown down to, it looks like, around Oswego. So the lake effect machine is kicking in there, but the wind's not blowing the right way for everything to happen. You do have some high winds in southern Wisconsin, in northeastern Illinois, And in the most across Indiana, there's some high winds there tonight. As the snow is coming your way, there's a general snowfall pattern right now across the central part of Illinois, the southeastern part of Iowa, and the northeastern part of Missouri right now. And fog out beyond it going into Kansas, I-70. You'll be running into some fog tonight right out into probably Salina, Kansas, by the looks of this. So that's what it's looking like right now with the highways and byways. And again, this storm coming across the football game in Kansas City on Sunday, I do believe you're going to be playing in snow again. Certainly it's going to be cold because there's colder temperatures around behind us. Now, Moss Family Automotive brings you our highway and byway reports. And the reason they do is pretty simple. Pretty simple. They believe in America. And You Serve, You Save applies to all four of their dealerships, where if you served in the military or you are active military or a veteran and you've served as a first responder, EMT, firefighter, police officer, or 911 dispatcher to boot, that's for you, Sue, you get preferred pricing on your brand new vehicles, either the Nissans that they have at Crystal River and Newport Richey, or the Chevrolets that they have at Moss Family Chevrolet in Tampa on Northdale Mabry. Now, I will tell you this. You want a certified pre-owned vehicle? You want to save a bunch of money on it? Hey, Home of Sasha Springs, baby. Moss Family Automotive. Go there. Check them out. They've got not only certified pre-owned vehicles, they've got motorhomes in there. They've been known to have boats in there, motorcycles in there, ATVs, whatever they take in trade, winds up at Moss Family Automotive in Home of Sasha Springs, and you can get some tremendous deals there on some play toys as well as certified pre-owned vehicles. You want to buy one? Fine. Want to buy five? Fine. Want to buy a truckload of nine? Got that too. Whatever you want to do, they got it. So, Moss Family Automotive. Two phone numbers, 727-815-3095, 727-815-3095 and 813-969-2600, 813-969-2600, Moss Family Automotive, a fantastic American, Christian-valued, honor our military car company. All right. Got a little bit more information for you here. I'm going to play about 1 minute more of the president and him on the telephone with about 150 of us yesterday.
We proudly welcome those who follow the rules, uphold our values, and contribute to American society. What we cannot have is a mass, uncontrolled, illegal migration that threatens public safety, drains public resources, hurts United States workers, and claims thousands of innocent lives. You see in Honduras right now, they're setting up another caravan. It's already broken through, and I guess they're marching up along Mexico, and we're prepared for it. But if we had walls, we'd be fully prepared with a much smaller staff and a lot less danger for both them and us.
Now, that was part of what the president had to say yesterday on the conference call that I was on. I did not get a chance to ask my question because the only person that was given a chance to ask a question was the sheriff in Yuma, who announced to the entire group of people that was listening, and these were civic leaders, business leaders, people that were involved with different grassroots groups, and I was involved in all of the above there, so that qualified me to get in. Plus, some of my friends thought that I needed to be there to say something if I got the opportunity to say it. Now, it was supposed to last an hour. The call lasted 15 minutes, but that's okay. Got a lot out of it. I still got 12 more minutes of audio, and I'm going to play bits and pieces of it during the rest of the program tonight. But it was great. Tremendous opportunity. I learned a lot. And by the way, we need to call our members of Congress. We need to call our representatives in Congress. We need to call our senators. 202-224-3121. 202-225-3121. Demand they put that barrier up on the border. Don't call it a wall. Call it a barrier. We'll play their game. I'll be right back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.